So, a question to start with. I think I know the answer to this, but show your hands. Raise your hands. Have you ever lost anything? Yes, of course you have. Lots of people have. Everyone has, I think. Have you ever lost anything precious? Yeah, some of us have. Have you ever put much effort into finding something? Yeah, there you go. Lots have. In our story today from Luke's Gospel, people gather around Jesus. They often did because he was such a charismatic character. There were really two groups of people that gathered around him. There were those who wanted to hear what he had to say, and there were those who came to grumble. And Jesus got that these were the two groups, and so he told two stories, both of something lost and found, and then the response to the finding. First, there's the man who loses one of his 100 sheep. And he makes a huge effort and goes out to find it and then carries it home. The sheep that was lost has been found, and the response, a big party. And then there's the woman who's lost 10 coin, who has 10 coins and loses one. So she turns the house upside down, sweeping every corner, searching everywhere to find it. The coin was lost and it's found, and the response, a big party. There were lessons in all this which Jesus wanted to teach them. And there were lessons for those who came to hear, and a lesson for those who came to grumble. For those who came to hear, who'd been dissed, that's disrespected in Old English, they'd been dissed by the grumblers. But Jesus tells them that because they have repented, it is party time. There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And to the grumblers who came to moan, what they were saying really was, "Look, Jesus, have dinner with us good ones, not with those bad ones over there." To them, Jesus was saying, "Heaven rejoices over one sinner who repents, just one, much more than over even 99 righteous people who do not need to repent." Let's unpack it a bit. First thing, God comes out searching for us. That's the key thing to understand. He comes searching for us. He comes searching, in fact, for you. Did you know that? 20 years or so ago, he came searching for me. I did nothing to deserve it, nothing to encourage it even. He just kept on coming. However far and however fast I went in the other direction, he kept coming for me. He went out searching for me, stuck me on his shoulders, and brought me home. Many, many years before that, he went searching for the young Princess Elizabeth. Do not suppose for one second that he did not have to search even for her. The natural state of humankind, of princesses and of paupers, is to grow up in rebellion against God. Some rebellions are quiet questioning, others are out and out debauchery. I'm not going to tell you what mine was. But the next parable Jesus tells is the parable of the prodigal son. That is the debauchery end of the scale. God goes out to search for us, Princess Elizabeth included, and the young Barnaby too. We may kid ourselves that we search for God, or that parents, or friends, or family, or vicars even bring us to God, but that is never the full story. The God of grace and mercy and compassion and forgiveness goes wherever is necessary to find that sheep, grubs about in the dirtiest corner of the house, comes to whatever holes we have dug for ourselves and finds us, pulls us out, and brings us home. He searches for us. That's the first thing. Here's another one. The loss of each of us is unbearable to God. The man that had 100 sheep went out and looked for just the one that was missing, for goodness sake. That's a rich man. And sheep being sheep, there would have been more sheep next year if he'd just let them alone. But the lost one had to be found. To God, we are immensely precious. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. He loves you, for you are the work of his hands. Did you know that you are so precious to God that he comes searching for you? Princess Elizabeth was immensely precious. But so too is Barnaby, equally so. So too is each person, the rich one in their castle and the poor one at their gate. Know that whoever you look at, wherever you are, the one you see is immensely precious to God, and he is out searching for them, and you too. are immensely precious to God, and he will search for you. God searches. He searches because we're precious to him, and he and the whole of heaven rejoice over every single one who is brought home. Every single one is party time. All the friends and neighbours are called in and join the celebration. Your coming home matters because you matter to God. God searches because we're precious to him, and the finding is a matter of great rejoicing. If we want to experience this, to know what it is like to be found by God, all we have to do is consent. When he searches, God calls us to turn to him. That's what repentance means, to turn away from what we know to be wrong and to come into a relationship with him, to say yes to God. He does the searching. He finds us. He brings us home. He arranges the party. All we have to do, if you like, is go in the door. Princess Elizabeth did so many, many years ago. She knew what it is like to be loved by God and to be so greatly loved that all she wished to do was to live a life of joyful service to him and to others in his name. Her faith came out in her life every day. We could see that. When we build our lives on God's faithfulness, we are on the solid ground of eternity, ground that cannot be shaken. Justin Welby said that. I hope and pray that Barnaby will have an equally joyful and fulfilling life. He may do so, but he will only have true fulfilment if in time he chooses for himself to turn to Christ and say, "Yes, Lord, I'm coming home." We can put that in lots of ways. We can say that way lies the party. We can say that way lies true life in all its fullness. That way lies solid ground. And today Barnaby has begun his journey, which we hope and pray will take him to that solid ground. What I wonder about you. This I know. If you have not already turned to him in repentance and faith, then God is out searching for you. You may not realise that, but he is. Are you going to say yes to him? I reckon heaven feels a party coming on. Is the party for you? I believe that it is. At any rate, that is my prayer. Amen.